Hopefully Kim Jong-un will find another path. Will he? We'll ask General Kim. Coming up, 8 o'clock, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Sea Pleasant Police Chief Devin Martin is recovering this morning from injuries he sustained in a traffic accident last night. Martin was thrown from the police motorcycle he was riding last night in that collision with a car in Seat Pleasant. It happened near the intersection of Martin Luther King Jr. Highway and Glen Willow Drive. It's believed Chief Martin's injuries are not life-threatening. President Trump is doubling down on the fire and fury warning to North Korea.
The people that were questioning that statement, was it too tough? Maybe it wasn't tough enough.
When asked what would be tougher, the president said, "You'll see."
North Korea better get their act together or they're going to be in trouble like few nations ever have been in trouble.
The president said North Korea should be very, very nervous if it's even thinking about attacking the U.S. or its allies. The warning coming after the North said it is drawing up plans to fire missiles near Guam. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
Maryland Senator Ben Cardin is worried about the president's rhetoric.
I think the international community looks to the United States for leadership to avoid a military conflict with North Korea that could include nuclear weapons. The president's language gives a little hope to the international community that there's American leadership with a game plan that can accomplish those results.
Cardin says the president's comments are making it much more challenging to achieve a successful end to the crisis. Japan, meanwhile, is not just sitting idly by.
We're seeing Japan take a defensive posture, a more defensive posture than we have seen in the past because of the specificity of that Guam threat from North Korea. We spoke to the Ministry of Defense and they told us they are moving these ground-based PAC-3 missile interceptors.
Correspondent Kyung Law. Montgomery County police are investigating the death of a man whose body was found in a park in Bethesda last night. Residents discovered the body in the woods behind Heather Hill Court shortly after 7:30 last night. That neighborhood is near River Road and the Beltway. The Redskins managed to score just 3 points last night in the preseason opener in Baltimore against the Ravens. Coach Jay Gruden.
Hats off to the Raven defense. They're stout. They got some big guys up the middle. Mosley in the middle is a heck of a linebacker. So very good defense for your first six plays, but that's no excuse. We got to do better.
Gruden admits he's also a bit concerned about ball security after the Skins had four fumbles, including one on a punt return. Construction of a new Frederick Douglass Bridge in D.C. will mean lots of local jobs, according to city officials.
51% of the newly hired personnel across a whole range of different positions will be D.C. residents.
DDOT Director Leif Dormschau says businesses owned by women and minorities will also benefit from construction of the new Frederick Douglass Memorial Bridge.
This project will have a 22% disadvantaged business goal for the construction phase.
That phase starts next year. The bridge is scheduled to open in 2021. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,844, the Nasdaq at 62,17. Sports' Kirk Cousins goes 3 and out on his two possessions, completing one of two passes as the Redskins lose the preseason opener to the Ravens. Baseball, the Nats beat Miami again. The Orioles beat the A's. WMAL News Time 8:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Trust WMAL for the summer weather info you need.
More warm weather, more scattered showers, more thunderstorms today.
Get accurate and dependable forecasts from the Weather Channel.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stidick.
I'm Jeff Marv.
I'm meteorologist Daniel Banks from the Weather Channel.
On WMAL.
Temperatures continue to soar. Make sure a child is never forgotten in a hot car. Download the Cars for Kids safety app today at carsforkids.org/safety app.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Don't
Replace the carpets, get a Zero-Res clean, and save. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Experience Dunkin' Donuts Cold Brew with 100% Arabica beans steeped in cold water for 12 hours for a rich, ultra-smooth, full-bodied coffee like no other. Discover the craft of cold brew today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price participation may vary.
805 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, this morning, need to use the Greenway or the toll road? Go ahead.
Without any delay, looks good. And also coming out of Leesburg, Route 7, wide open trip to the Beltway. Do have a little bit of volume on 66. We're good through Manassas and Centerville, but we had the stalled car eastbound near Nutley Street prior to the Beltway. They should have that to the shoulder now, but that's why we're hung up just a bit there. On the inner loop, leaving Springfield toward 236 in Annandale with the stop and go. Now for 95 northbound, Stafford to the Beltway, light volume. It's southbound, seeing a little bit of volume here as you head south into Dumfries and Triangle. Baltimore Washington Parkway, that's where we're trying to recover now. Longstanding crash in Jessup, southbound BW Parkway near the exit for 175. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gray skies starting to win out here as we head on through the daytime hours today. Sunshine mixing with some clouds, but the trend will be for more clouds later. Isolated showers, thunderstorms, 83. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, 73. Tomorrow, late day showers and thunderstorms, 84. But drier weather should return by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 67 in Burke, 69 in Greenbelt, 69 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. Saturday Night Live Weekend Update Summer Edition roasts Anthony Scaramucci, Don Jr., and Eric Trump. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning. I am Mary Walter, along with Vince Colonnais at 8:07. On WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Friday morning. Joining us right now is General Jack Keane. He's a retired four-star general, former vice chief of staff of the U.S. Army, and also chairman of the Institute for the Study of War. Also a Fox News military analyst. Well qualified to give us his opinion on what is happening in North Korea. General, welcome to Mornings on the Mall. Good morning.
Good morning, Mary. Glad to be here.
So glad you could join us. What do you say to those who say that President Trump's words are inflaming the situation with North Korea?
I don't think this is all that important about the words. I think what I probably would not have selected those words, and likely Tillerson and Mattis wouldn't have either. But I think what the president is doing, which we all agree with, he is clearly telling North Korea that the previous policies of appeasement and accommodation of his predecessors is over, and that he is not going to accept North Korea putting the American people at risk. And if he has to take military action, as horrific as those consequences would be, he is telling them that he will. And that is critical to the change that must take place in the mindset of China and North Korea. And believe me, China is as complicit here as North Korea is. So that's really what is taking place here. What words he uses to describe that, I don't think is all that particularly important. But the message is clear. And if you're going to have deterrence, like we had during the Cold War with the Soviet Union, there's two things you have to have. One is you have to have real military capability, and your adversary also has to believe that you would use it, that you have intent. In the last 8 years, our adversaries came to realize that President Obama would likely never, ever use military force. As a result of it, it emboldened our adversaries. Well, Trump is trying to play a hand, you know, in his own words, which are different maybe than other presidents would use, who would be more measured in their statements, but he's trying to accomplish the same thing. He's trying to say to the North Koreans, I don't want to go to war, but to avoid that war, I want you to understand I'm willing to go to war. Mm-hmm. And that's really the crucible
Yeah, General James Mattis, among others, yesterday, the president expressed an openness to still negotiating. Although he said, really, we've tried that for decades, and it really hasn't borne fruit. And meanwhile, General James Mattis is saying that, hey, it seems like the diplomatic effort is gaining some traction, courtesy of Nikki Haley and Rex Tillerson. Is an outcome of this that we do negotiate either directly with North Korea or through China?
Well, Secretary Tillerson has offered direct negotiations with the North Koreans, and there's, you know, there's people likely on the far right that are very opposed to something like that. But I think what Tillerson has said as a caveat, you know, to opening that discussion with them, he's the reason why North Korea, and I'll come back to the point what Tillerson's making, our audience has got to understand that the reason why the Kim dynasty wanted to have nuclear weapons is to preserve the regime. We all understand that. But Kim Jong-un has departed from his grandfather and his father, who acquired nuclear weapons. The United States acquiesced after that happened. He didn't believe that that was enough to preserve the regime. He's paranoid after he watched the United States in Iraq and Afghanistan and Libya, that the United States would come for him and change the regime. No other country would, but he knows the United States could. And that's what bothers him. So he decided to acquire nuclearized ICBMs and put the American people at risk, not just South Korea, the American people, a departure from his relatives, the Kim dynasty. And it's that very thing, obviously, that has us so much concern. But you have to understand his rationale. And there's a strategy associated with that. While his words are bellicose, his strategy from his perspective is quite sound. And so what Tillerson is trying to do and get inside Kim's head is that, look, I want to talk to you. And I want you to understand that we are not interested in changing out the regime, which is the reason for all that we're dealing with in terms of this crisis.
Yeah, we're at a very heightened state here with a country threatening nuclear attacks on the United States. But here, it seems to me that if you've got a rogue dictator threatening to attack the United States like this, it's kind of a bizarre way for him to earn a seat at the negotiating table, right?
Yeah, but I still don't blame the administration for doing that. What Tillerson said, he had a condition for it. He said, I'll sit down and talk to you. But the condition is, you have to stop testing, all right? And you have to agree that you're not going to shoot any more missiles, and then we're going to talk about the way ahead and how can we work something out in terms of our mutual benefit. So if that condition is not granted, you know, he's not going to have the discussion. Kim fired right back at that offer from Tillerson and said this. He said, I'm not sitting down at the negotiation table where my nuclear capability is on the table as a negotiating item. So this negotiation is unlikely to take place.
General Keane, there is a piece on Fox News written by Fred Flight that alleges that back in the Obama administration in 2013, they knew that North Korea had the ability to put these miniaturized nuclear weapons on warheads and yet chose to do nothing about it and try to conceal that information. Do you agree? Do you know that to be true?
I don't know if that's true, but given the things that we have found out about the Obama administration and how they manipulated the Congress over the nuclear deal with the Iranians and created absolutely false information. I mean, that's very disappointing to know that, but I've been disappointed before, and it doesn't surprise me. They had a tendency to kind of want to hide the conditions that would possibly lead to some kind of confrontation with our adversaries. And they also, two things that bothered me quite a bit about them. They exaggerated their successes in dealing with foreign policy and national security and minimized the danger. And that certainly was true of radical Islam. It was true of what was taking place in Syria. It was true of the nuclear deal and also Russian Russian and North Korea adventurism. So that doesn't surprise me, but I have no knowledge of it.
All right, okay. General Jack Keane, thanks for helping us keep an eye this morning on North Korea, what's going on there, as the entire country pays attention, especially the President of the United States, was this morning tweeting again about this just minutes ago. General Jack Keane, thank you very much for stopping by Mornings on the Mall.
Nice
talking to you. 8:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Ben, still continues to be a pretty decent rush hour here. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, that's one area we've been struggling but recovering now. In Jessup, the crash had been southbound on the B-Dub right near 175. Still watch for some lingering delays through there. Top side of the Beltway just between and a little bit after New Hampshire Avenue past Colesville Road. That'll be the slowest stretch of the Maryland Beltway. In fact, the delays that we had to the Wilson Bridge have already eased. Broken down car on 66 puts us in a little bit of a tie up here, leaving Fair Oaks toward Nutley Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms, a high of 83 degrees. Tonight, variable clouds with scattered thunderstorms, low of 73. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the morning with scattered thunderstorms developing later in the day, high of 84. Sunday, times of sun and clouds, highs in the mid-80s and lows in the upper 60s. Presently in the nation's capital, 72 degrees, 8:16 on WMAL.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you in the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
All right, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Know some news about her?
Oh, please.
Democrats withstanding. Democrats wasting, I don't know, whatever that stands for. Anyway, DWS is in trouble. And that's because Democrats want her to go away. This is crazy. A Politico reporting yesterday about this, that Democrats in Debbie Wasserman Schultz's home state want the Florida Democrat to just go away. According to Politico, following a stream of political failures and, of course, controversies after the DNC email scandal last year revealed embarrassing information regarding Hillary Clinton's 2016 loss, Wasserman Schultz is now unwelcome among her colleagues. Quote, we wish she would go away and stop being so public by doubling down on negative stories. That's according to Nikki Barnes. She's a progressive Florida DNC member, and she said that to Politico. She claims that Wasserman Schultz left the national party in shambles while she was chairwoman, noting both the DNC server incident and the 2016 presidential campaign loss for Democrats. You remember, I was at the Democratic convention. The big open question mark as the convention kicked off was, who's going to gavel it in? Because Debbie Wasserman Schultz was at the center of a firestorm at that point. I think the end result was that, was it Tulsi Gabbard, I think, gaveled them in. But it wasn't Debbie. Debbie was not permitted to do the gaveling as they chased her out in a vert chairwomanship. And, you know, especially over the fact that the DNC had been tipping the scales towards Hillary Clinton and against Bernie Sanders, one of the more memorable aspects of those emails that finally became public during the campaign. So Debbie, and by the way, the other thing that's weighing her down is this Imran Awan scandal. The fact that she's got this Awan family that she was, like, stringing along for years, paying them, and eventually, they all sort of fled the country. Imran was under investigation for some time by Capitol Police, and she refused to fire the guy, even though they considered him a threat. And she didn't fire him until he was ultimately arrested by the FBI trying to leave the country.
Here's the problem with Debbie Wasserman Schultz, is she committed the untenable sin of getting caught. And they would have been fine with everything that Debbie Wasserman Schultz had done, as long as she didn't get caught. She got caught. But here's what cracks me up about it. They're not upset with Hillary Clinton for everything that she did, for being in on it with Debbie Wasserman Schultz, with the whole Bernie thing. I mean, come on. Hillary Clinton won 6 coin tosses in a row, and everybody sat back and went, wow, that's amazing. She's so good.
Well, those trick coins are cheap on Amazon.
But you know, the DNC is hypocritical in that way, because they're castigating Debbie Wasserman Schultz. They're not castigating Hillary Clinton. What about all the other Democrats who hired the Imran Awan and his family members? How did that even happen? No one's even asking that question, but yet she's the one who's the scapegoat now. So they're being hypocritical. One good thing to come out of this election on both sides, it looks like a lot of incumbents, a lot of people have been on the Hill for a really long time are going to be primaried. And so we may see a cleaning of the House and you know, House and Senate, and I love that.
Well, speaking of those midterms, Hillary Clinton planning to become a big part of those. She supposedly wants to get on the campaign trail in the midterms and be a part of those districts where she beat Donald Trump, maybe support some of those Democrats as they're running, although that's leaving some Republicans gleeful. Very excited to know that Hillary Clinton will return to the campaign trail, given how well her runs against Republicans have gone in the past. So,
well, I love
more
that.
Hillary Clinton over the next year.
Yeah, but notice, yeah, they're kind of pushing her, like, okay, time to retire. You know, you've had your moment in the spotlight. Time to let somebody else in. They're literally throwing Debbie Wasserman Schultz out. They are literally taking her and throwing her out the window. Hillary, though, they're like, well, you know, if it weren't for Hillary, for the DNC part of this, Debbie Wasserman Schultz wouldn't be in the position she's in. Remember, when she got ousted from the DNC, who gave Debbie a job? Hillary. So that makes me think that she was doing Hillary's bidding.
Well, either way, look for Hillary Clinton to collapse into a campaign bus near you next year. Let's talk about the DNC hack. Mary, I saw you pulled this story. This is from The Nation. So The Nation, of course, is like one of the last like intellectually honest liberal magazines. I mean, they're like they're still, you know, fully wedded to what the idea of what it means to be a liberal. And they're skeptical that the DNC was ever hacked. This is coming from The Nation. What is this about, Mary?
Well, this is about, it's written by Patrick Leahy, Patrick Lawrence. And he goes on to say that the DNC was not hacked at all, that this was an inside job, as many people have said that this was an inside job. This was information that was leaked by someone on the inside. But that did not obviously jibe with the whole we were hacked by the Russians. We also know, and we keep ignoring, the media does, that John Podesta fell prey to a phishing scam.
Yes.
He wasn't hacked. He voluntarily gave someone his password. That's not hacking. That's just called stupid.
He just had a lousy password.
He gave it out. He gave it out. And so they're saying, you know what? And this, as you said, Democrat, very, very liberal publication.
Yes.
Here saying that all of this was done from the inside, wasn't hacked.
All right, speaking of liberal, we'll check in with California in a moment. 8:22 now on WMAL.
Get your tickets now for the largest county fair in Virginia at the Prince William County Fairgrounds, August 11th through the 19th. Whether young or old or someplace in between, there is no shortage of great things to do and see. For more, visit pwcfair.com.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Diabetes, Get the Facts, and Take Back Your Health on Wednesday, August 23rd at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
Looking to buy your first home but scared off by the big down payment?
Yeah, after paying for the wedding, we're afraid we'll be renting forever and miss out on these low interest rates.
Fear not. You can buy a home now with a zero down mortgage from NASA Federal. Plus, there's no private mortgage insurance. You could save thousands not paying PMI.
Wow, with no down payment and no PMI, we could buy that house we saw last weekend.
The zero down mortgage with no PMI is perfect for first-time home buyers who want to take advantage of historically low rates but can't swing the down payment. Just call 855-371-NASA or visit NASAFCU.com/371.
I can't wait to give our landlord the notice.
To end your rental woes, call 855-371-NASA or visit NASAFCU.com/371.
But I don't work for NASA.
You don't have to work for NASA to get a zero-down mortgage with no PMI from NASA Federal. Just call 855-371-NASA or visit NASAFCU.com/371.
Equal housing lender. Offer valid on approved credit for primary residences. Membership eligibility required. For more details about credit cost terms and conditions, call 855-371-NASA.
Yeah.
Hear that? That's the sound of a new Mercedes-Benz. Maybe even yours. Come to MGM National Harbor and enter the Choose Your Ride giveaway. Join M Life Rewards and play for a chance to win your share of $350,000 in prizes, including a new Mercedes-Benz convertible, sedan, or SUV. Final grand prize drawing August 27th. MGM National Harbor. This is monumental.
Visit MGMNationalHarbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit MVGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
8:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66, no delay. Manassas through Centerville. But up ahead, we had the broken down car eastbound near Nutley Street. Now it's a crash. Have the right side blocked. Helps on the scene. Arrow boards there too. So coming in from Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, heavy. Again, up the Nutley Street. Stay with the two left lanes to get by. Beyond the crash, wide open then to the Beltway. Inside the Beltway, slowest stretch will be westbound through Falls Church. Even over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, we're still in great shape and coming off the GW Parkway down toward the TR and Key Bridge. Looks good for our Friday morning. Baltimore, Washington Parkway, the crash had been southbound in Jessup near 175. That's gone. Heaviest delay right now as you approach Route 100. Northbound side also slow in that area. Update is sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Now, to relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a Friday morning. Warm and humidity ticked up a bit with a chance of thunderstorms as we get into the afternoon and this evening. 83 degrees. Chance of thunderstorms again tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 72 degrees, 826 on WMAL.
Hey, everybody should have a bunker.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that?
Uh-huh.
If you don't have a bunker, you need a bunker.
I want one.
Especially with the tensions that are going on with North Korea. You need yourself a bunker, and you can get one in California. You can get a bunker from the L.A.-based Atlas Survival Shelters. Wasn't it? Oh, no, it was Acme in the Roadrunner cartoons. It was Acme, not Atlas.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Sorry,
though. Acme bunkers.
Would have been awesome if it was Acme. Well, the owner of that company is Ron Hubbard, and he said his phone is ringing off the hook. He said, fear sells. His company builds 20 different types of shelters, ranging in price from $10,000 to $10 million.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know a guy, who, when he moved into his home, one of the selling points, it was just kind of like a fun thing, was that there was a bunker in the backyard. I mean, it was left over. The house was built, I guess, in the 40s or 50s, and there was a bunker in the backyard.
Was it Mark Levin?
Was it Mark Levin? It did not have canned food or anything else in it. No. They say interest in shelters has gone up since President Trump threatened fire and fury at North Korea. So I guess people are like, oh, I better start digging now. He is fielding calls from San Jose, San Francisco, and L.A. for bunkers. He said, they've sold all the inventory that they have. He says, we're trying to produce as fast as we can. So he said, but if a nuclear fallout does not occur, you may want a bunker anyway because it doubles as a wine cellar.
Oh, there you go.
It's really cool down there. It makes an incredible gun room or even a hobby room, so why not?
There you go. Chill that wine. 828 on WMAL.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
Well, the president is having meetings. He's also doing some tweeting. And meanwhile, celebrities are bleeding. That's all ahead. Like the sheep bleeding. There you go. EAT. 8:30 WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Fortinet. President Trump this morning is ratcheting up his rhetoric against North Korea with a tweet this morning that says, quote, military solutions are now fully in place, locked and loaded should North Korea act unwisely. Hopefully, Kim Jong-un will find another path, unquote. South Korean officials, meanwhile, worry they could be caught in the crossfire.
So people here are hanging on every word of this fiery rhetoric. President Trump doubling down on those threats from earlier in the week, saying perhaps he should have spoken and issued an even tougher ultimatum, saying that he wouldn't rule out a preemptive strike, but saying that there would always be consideration for negotiation. Certainly, that is the direction that the South Korean government would like to see all of this move in.
Correspondent Alexandra Field. The police chief of Seat Pleasant is in the hospital after a crash last night. Chief Devin Martin was riding a police department motorcycle around 7:20 last night when the cycle collided with a car near Martin Luther King Jr. Highway and Glen Willow Drive. Chief Martin was thrown from the cycle. Bystanders quickly came to his aid. Officials say his injuries not believed to be life-threatening. The organizer of a weekend rally in Charlottesville is now suing the city over its decision to relocate his event. The event tomorrow is expected to draw hundreds of alt-right activists and white nationalists. The city says blogger Jason Kessler's event cannot take place in the downtown Emancipation Park because of safety concerns. But the rally was inspired by Charlottesville's decision to remove a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee from that park. Montgomery County officials have settled a civil rights violation claim with the family of a Gaithersburg man who died after being tasered during an arrest. The county's chief of litigation says a settlement with Anthony Howard Sr.'s family includes no admission of liability by the county. Howard was high on cocaine and behaving erratically when he encountered police in April 2013. Officers tasered him 9 times. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,844. The Nasdaq at 62,17. Sports, the Ravens beat the Redskins 23-3 in a sloppy preseason opener for both teams. Coach Jay Gruden.
We got 3 more games left to evaluate all these guys. This is a good start in the evaluation process. So now we got to look for guys who consistently play well and get better.
Brian Goodwin homers in the 8th as late and Nats rally past Miami. The Orioles win for the 4th time in 6 games. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 Washington's Mall WMAL.
Fabric, individual strands woven together to form a strong protective bond. In today's world of cybersecurity, there's one virtual fabric that can protect your entire infrastructure from cyber attacks. Fortinet Security Fabric. Cloud security, advanced threat protection, internal segmentation and secure access for your agency, all under the most powerful and automated security system in the industry. Fortinet, your cybersecurity blanket. Learn more about this American success story at fortinetfederal.com.
Chris Plant here. I look forward to the Media Research Center's gala every year, but this year I'm really excited. It's the MRC's 30th anniversary, so they're rolling out their best show ever. Over 1,000 conservatives, including yours truly, plus Brigitte Gabrielle, Mark Levin, Rush Limbaugh, Cal Thomas, and many others, gathering in Washington on September 21st for a night of great fun at the expense of the liberal media. To learn more, go to mrc.org/gala. mrc.org/gala.
This is such a blow to investors.
Do it right now.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
You have no desire to do anything to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauvé at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit hopetms.com.
Let Mattress Warehouse help you get ready for back to school. Take advantage of dorm essential savings. Get a bed gear pillow and protector for just $49.99 or a Comfort Essentials memory foam mattress, twin or twin XL, just $139.99. And perfect for college apartments, grab the all-in-one special featuring an 8-inch memory foam mattress and a platform bed starting at $479. Mattress Warehouse, Tempur-Pedic's elite retailer. Visit sleephappens.com for a Mattress Warehouse store near you.
At Hadid Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
I'm Joe Hadid, and we want to make your home a cleaner and healthier place to live.
Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
835 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66 trying to get by the incident at Nutley Street. You need to get over to the left side here. So from Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks toward Nutley Street, that's our tie-up. And in fact, 50 delays a little bit slow as well to merge onto those beltway back, onto that 66 belt backup. On the beltway, I can take the inner loop right near Braddock Road and around to 236 Little River Turnpike. That's where we had the broken down car. No delays to the Wilson Bridge right now. Top side of the Maryland Beltway. Do have some slowdowns, but better than normal. Delays are after New Hampshire Avenue, working past Colesville Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
That's not a terrible forecast here as we go on through today. This morning should be in decent shape. This afternoon, a threat for thunderstorms with the sky becoming mostly cloudy. 83. Scattered storms tonight, 73. On Saturday, cloudy in the morning. Late day thunderstorms, 84. Sunday, the better day of the weekend. Cloud, sunshine, highs in the middle 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 in Arlington, 71 in Rockville, 73 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning, 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this happy Friday morning. I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colonies.
Hey, yeah.
I want to talk to you about something that happened over the weekend, and it's really just making the rounds on social media, and probably because not a lot of people follow Ashley Judd, but I know some, obviously she has her fans. She did a Facebook Live video on Saturday from an unnamed airport where she goes into this whole thing about sexism that she encounters on a daily basis. And she used this experience as an example of this daily sexism that just permeates every aspect of our society. Rather than tell you what she said, I'm going to let you listen to part of what she said. This isn't the whole thing, but this is a good chunk of her Facebook Live video. And then we want to get your opinion on this. 888-630-9625. Here's Ashley Judd.
This must be horrible.
Hi, I'm Ashley Judd, and I'm going to do a little live post from the airport. I'm traveling today, and this is the kind of thing to me that happens, which I categorize as everyday sexism, and it's so easy to let it go, not to speak up, particularly when it's so easy for someone to push back and say, oh, I was just being polite or something like that. So I was coming through security and a guy said, hey, sweetheart. And I said, I'm not your sweetheart. I am your client.
Oh, boy.
So I was already setting a boundary.
Yes, you were.
And then when I was setting my things out, he said, hey, nice dress.
Oh.
I didn't hear him saying anything about the attire of any of the other folks.
That monster.
In the entire line. And I am in one of the most traveled airports in the world. I'm
yes.
surrounded by lots and lots of other people in lots of different kinds of dress. I set my stuff on the doohickey.
The doohickey
that rolls. And I was speaking with one of his colleagues. She was saying, do you have on high heel shoes, whatever. And guess what happened next? He touched me.
Uh-oh. Where?
I didn't see him touch anybody else.
More detail,
Ashley. And I turned around and I said, that was unnecessary. By the time, you know, my skin is burning, my feet are burning.
What?
It's so hard
was it an acid
to continue
attack?
To set these boundaries when someone continues to push. And then for good measure, he just said one more time, have a good day, sweetheart.
Oh. What an animal. That guy.
That's monster.
Have you ever heard such a horrific story from an airport? I don't think anyone's ever been treated like that. Her skin was burning, Mary.
Well, he clearly touched her with a Bible, so that's probably why. You know, I don't know if Ashley Judd realizes this, but the TSA touches a lot of people. That's why they wear those gloves, and a lot of times they touch you in very uncomfortable places. Now, I realize that she's not used to mingling amongst the masses, the unwashed of those of us around her in the airport.
Yeah, those of us who are less used to using the doohickeys at the airport.
Yes, yes. So I'm sure she's used to, you know, being able to just go, oh, you're Ashley Judd. Come on through. So I have to tell you, I did not see this as sexist at all as a woman. If someone says to me, nice dress, I'm like, oh, thank you so much. You know, thank you for noticing. I appreciate it. Would she have preferred that he called her a nasty woman? Maybe that's what her comfort level is. I didn't find this to be, and listen, I've had a gentleman say to me, I was in the grocery store and I was looking for something. He was an older guy and he called me doll. What are you looking for, doll? And I realized, I acknowledged that, okay, this guy's older. And so I just said, and I told him what I'm looking for, and he helped me, and he told me where it was. No harm, no foul. My world is still spinning. My skin is not burning.
Well, do you remember, this is a good example of being in a store. Do you remember when Michelle Obama went to a Target in, I think it was in Northern Virginia, and she was walking around the Target. She wanted to be like, you know, among the people. And somebody, she's a tall woman. A short woman comes up to her and says, hey, could you help me reach that thing? Not knowing this is like the First Lady of the United States. Michelle later relayed that story as one of racism. She just happens to be tall. And some woman who didn't know any better was like, excuse me, ma'am, could you help me reach that thing? She's like, she thought I worked there. Excuse me?
And I thought that was hilarious because people ask me all the time to get things off of shelves every single time.
Every time I see you, I ask that.
Yeah, I get things for Vince all the time around here. But I get asked that type of thing all the time, and I love that Michelle Obama just happened to go shopping with the AP with her, who just happened to get a picture of her in Target, you know?
Yes, in that soul-crushing experience. People like Target, okay? Back off, Michelle Obama.
Exactly. Look, let's quickly go to Bob in College Park here, 888-630-9625. Is this sexist? Has someone ever called you sweetheart? I'm sure men have. Vince, I call you sweetheart every now and then.
All the time. I don't know if they've ever been sweetheart, but I know I've been patted down and had my groin touched and my rear end touched numerous times, as well as my private parts touched numerous times by TSA.
And you don't even get a phone number. What the heck is that?
And I
about?
Don't get a phone number. I don't get a call back. In fact, I was in quick story at London Gatwick. They did an extreme pat down. I guess that's their thing. And then I said, well, I guess we have to get married now. And then his buddy was kind of like cracking up. And he said, well, at least engaged.
At least somebody's got good humor about this. It's certainly not Ashley Judd, though, Bob, because she gets in this line. And you'd think if you flip on a camera and you go live with it, you're going to give us a great story. Like, you're going to give us an incredible story of chaos and trauma. And instead, what we got was, someone called me sweetheart and told me my dress was nice. This is the most sexist day of my life.
Exactly. This is the worst thing that has ever happened to me. Someone at the TSA touched me. Really, Ashley? When I go fly on an airplane, I figure that someone's going to be touching me and nobody's buying me dinner first.
Let's find out what you think of Ashley Judd here in a second. 844 now on WML.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry started over a decade ago because I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population. those individuals who had a fear associated with previous dental experiences. It's estimated over 1 in 10 adults are so fearful of receiving treatment that they'll only seek it when they experience an extreme dental emergency, like a broken tooth or an abscess. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, and we interact with these patients a little differently, with much more of a TLC approach. The McMillan difference is empathy. My highly trained staff treats patients like members of their own family. We listen, we don't judge, and we strive to make our patients feel completely comfortable during their procedures, ranging from general and cosmetic dentistry to full mouth implants. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
All right, get to Ashley Judd here in a second. 8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, the update on the Virginia 66 crash, no change, but they're still working on it here. East on 66 at Nutley Street, stay to the far left to get by the incident with delays now as you approach Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. That's the worst of the 66 delays. No, don't have anything out of Gainesville through Manassas and Centerville. Now, westbound 66, it's inside the Beltway, below speed through Falls Church. Around the Beltway we go, improving in Annandale, the crash inner loop at 236, Little River Turnpike, that's over to the shoulder, wide open at the Legion Bridge, at the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, no delays there at all. Top side of the Beltway, hit a stop and go through Silver Spring, 270 out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway, nice light Friday morning ride. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gray skies starting to win out here as we head on through the daytime hours today. Sunshine mixing with some clouds, but the trend will be for more clouds later. Isolated showers, thunderstorms, 83. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, 73. Tomorrow, late day showers and thunderstorms, 84. But drier weather should return by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now in the nation's capital, 72 degrees, 847 on WMAL.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you in the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
It's Ashley Judd working her way through security at an airport this week. Ashley, what happened to you?
And this is the kind of thing to me that happens, which I categorize as everyday sexism.
Everyday sexism? So be specific. What was the thing?
I was coming through security and a guy said, "Hey, sweetheart." And I said, "I'm not your sweetheart. I am your client." So I was already setting a boundary.
You sure were. And then what happened?
And then when I was setting my things out, he said, "Hey, nice dress." I didn't hear him saying anything about the attire of any of the other folks.
Mary, you get called a sweetheart and complimented on your dress. That's a form of sexism that we cannot stand.
You know, I just want to say to Ashley, honey, just wait until you hit the age at which women become invisible and no one notices you and no one calls you honey or sweetheart and no one compliments you on what you're wearing. She'll complain about that.
That's never going to happen, Mary. I see all the women. I love them.
Aw, oh, you're sweet. 888-630-9625. Well, David in Manassas clearly suffers from the same problem that Ashley Judd does. David, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. David, do people compliment you on your dress, too?
Well, you know, the rare occasions that I throw on a beautiful frock, I have had my compliment. I actually had a Mexican gentleman who grabbed my breast, and that's an entirely different story. But two little quick points. Yes. One, you do get a lot of, especially waitresses, older waitresses, who will refer to me as honey, darling, when they ask questions. And I don't take that as sexist. But interesting, you brought the story up about Michelle Obama. If you actually go back, when Michelle Obama first started telling that story, and I think it was David Letterman, she told it as a sweet, wonderful story, how nice this woman, you know, mistaken her and asked her for help. It was only after Black Lives Matter type situation started to come up that she turned it into a racial story. And that always points to the people That shows how racially divisive that woman was.
Pretty
really
duplicitous.
Is.
David,
That's a good point.
But I got to say, being called honey and darling, I know your pain. As a fellow male model, I experience this all the time. So, David, I'm right there with you.
Let's go to Kate Manassas, probably right next to Dave there. Kate, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Kate, does this happen to you?
Well, yes. I'm from a big family. We called each other darling and sweetheart all the time. My dad couldn't remember all our names.
That's classic.
But I think Ashley Judd is practicing her acting skills as a victim. And she's doing pretty good at it.
No question.
I'm tired of these word burners. It's all I can call them.
Yeah, well, she's definitely getting her reps in on acting, because she flips the camera on and then just starts complaining about this. But I mean, but again, if you're gonna get on Facebook Live and be upset about this, like, bring the goods. Like, tell us, like, what happened. The fact that you got called sweetheart and somebody said your dress was nice, okay, that does that rise to the level of flaming an entire security staff on Facebook Live? Probably not.
No, and the fact that I think most people are laughing at the fact that someone at the TSA touched her. That's pretty much what they're paid to do, is touch you. And she's really lucky she wasn't patted down. Can you imagine? She probably really seriously would have lost her mind if they had actually physically touched her. Like, patted her down, touched her.
Well, her skin was burning, Mary. I don't know what that means.
That?
She was like, my skin was burning. It was on fire.
A commoner touched her. You know, one of the little people touched her. One of the working class, and she can't have that. Her skin burns.
Those doohickey operators can be a real pain in the rear end. 8:51 now on WMAL.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
The Right to Die movement just hit a milestone. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. California's End of Life Option Act went into effect a little more than a year ago, on June 9th, 2016. It allows for Golden State residents age 18 or older to request life-ending medication from their doctor if they're suffering from a terminal illness and want to set their own timetable for their death. So the question has been, for a lot of people, how many people actually ended their lives under the law in the first 6 months it was on the books? And the answer is 111. I've been reporting on this issue for a while now, and while it's morally divisive, to be sure, I'll never forget my interview with Brittany Maynard's husband, Dan Diaz. He said if people don't believe in this, the legislation simply doesn't really affect you because you'd never apply for the pills. But for those who do believe in death with dignity, there is an option that is on the table. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
The 4,000 ASC certified technicians at Firestone Complete Auto Care will tell you, if you've got the power, you need the traction. Right now at Firestone Complete Auto Care, get $70 on a Bridgestone Visa prepaid card by mail when you buy a set of four eligible Bridgestone tires. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Offer valid August 10th through October 8th. In-store only. Claim form required. Excludes Blizzak. Restrictions apply. See claim form for eligible tires and details. Prepaid card issued by the Bancorp Bank. Member FDIC.
Today. You have a honey-do list longer than your arm. Your significant other keeps interrupting you while you're watching your favorite team play on TV. Your to-do list is turned into your to-don't-wanna list. The solution? Download the Tackle app. That's T-A-K-L. With Tackle, you'll find providers for all the small odds and ends type chores you just don't want to do yourself. The Tackle app gives you more freedom to do the things you want to do and not have to worry about the never-ending to-do list again. It's a beautiful thing. 95% of the service providers on Tackle are 5-star rated, and all of them are background checked and offer pre-priced quotes on all the stuff you either can't do or really don't want to break a sweat over. Need junk cleared from around the house? Get it tackled. Hang the big screen TV? Tackled. Fix the squeaky ceiling fan? Consider it tackled, along with any other small job or chore you can think of. Win your weekends back and do what you want to do. Find providers who are eager and ready to do the stuff you'd rather not. Text the keyword LIFE to 47400 to download the free Tackle app today. That's LIFE to 47400. Gonna be a good day.
It's the big screen store's 2-for-1 sale. Get a Samsung 4K 70-inch plus a 50-inch Samsung for just $17.99. That's right, a 70 and a 50-inch for just $17.99. The big screen store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Plus great deals from your home theater experts on the latest in power reclining seating with power headrests.
Nothing like watching a movie on a big screen.
You got to check out the big screen store.
And for a limited time, a 70-inch 4K UHD TV and a 50-inch Samsung is just $17.99. The big screen store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
It's 8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, and it's been a pretty pleasant morning trip here around the Capitol Beltway. The volume in Annandale's easing out topside of the Maryland Beltway between New Hampshire and Colesville Road. That's really about the slowest stretch. No delay at the Wilson Bridge or the American Legion Bridge. Now, where we've had some volume, that's 66, but the change, the update, is that all lanes have just been reopened. 66 eastbound at Nutley Street, where we had the incident along the right side, now with all travel lanes open. So the closer you get to Nutley Street coming in from Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, the better the pace. Also, Greenway Toll Road, good. Route 7 had a little bit of volume as you make your travels eastbound up toward Beulah Road. Nothing reported along the way, though. Update is sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
That's not a terrible forecast here as we go on through today. This morning should be in decent shape. This afternoon, a threat for thunderstorms with the sky becoming mostly cloudy. 83, scattered storms tonight, 73. On Saturday, cloudy in the morning, late day thunderstorms, 84. Sunday, the better day of the weekend. Cloud, sunshine, highs in the middle 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 72 degrees, 8:56 on WMAL.
Do you ever get tired of being right?
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I have no problem with that.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's a quality education.
Find out how UMUC can work for you. You could earn a fall term scholarship worth up to $1,000. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
For coming.
Hi, I'm Brian from 1-800.
I know who you are. Come on in.
Yes, ma'am. 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Fred looks 20 years younger.
Fred?
My next door neighbor. You guys were there yesterday.
He wanted to wear my hat.
20 years younger.
All you have to do is point.
And whatever you're pointing at will disappear.
He showed me his driver's license. He actually became 20 years younger.
We can't promise that, ma'am.
But anything is possible.
Let's get rid of that, and that, and that.
Will there be anything else?
I feel amazing. Hand me a mirror. I love you guys.
Take a look at your driver's license. Spread the word, ma'am.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week, so you never have to take off work to meet us.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
This is Parkinson's disease.
Hello.
When it comes to doing the things you want, Parkinson's can be a real challenge. Now meet Stuart.
Hi there.
He was diagnosed with Parkinson's a few years ago. For Stuart and his carer, slowness and stiffness are often a part of their day. That means Parkinson's does its best to get in their way.
That's right.
Let's see. What's on our to-do list today? We need to pick up the...
Nope.
Well, we should at least start the...
No.
Can we get going on that?
No, sorry.
Parkinson's is a progressive condition, and as it progresses, the changes you face can be trying.
What about...
Out of the question.
At least we
can... No way.
Go to factsonpd.com to learn more about Parkinson's and the challenges you may be dealing with. You can also sign up to receive more information and an educational resource kit at no cost. Talk to your doctor about all your symptoms. At factsonpd.com, you can take a short quiz designed to prepare you for your next doctor visit.
What is your Parkinson's getting in the way of today?
Go to factsonpd.com to learn more. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Well, Mary, I think that's another week in the books here for Mornings on the Mall.
Yes, it is. What's coming up on Monday?
Well, we've got that guy Joe DeGeneva. You remember him?
Plenty of He never has anything to say.
Never.
He never has any opinions. It's really should become more opinionated.
12 minutes of silence with that guy. And then and then we're also going to have Emily Miller. And maybe we'll discuss this news story. Oh, President Obama. Forget Hillary. President Obama set to reemerge on the campaign trail. That'll be fun.
Well, has he left the campaign trail?
Just for a vacation or two, aboard a yacht somewhere with Richard Branson.